name's Mike Rowe. This is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Now we have a hindquarter.
Yes, we do.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Do you have any affection for these things?
Not really.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Beep, beep.
Now get ready to get dirty.
Crazy spin.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
It just seems like there are about 1,000 things that could go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I get pinned down in a rack of deadly machinery that's made for fun.
Are we having fun?
Then,
these $120 balls.
The pro shop guys.
I don't want to go through one of your fancy, expensive balls.
Saw me coming.
No, don't worry, you're paying for it.
And later,
it's full of shark poo.
The strange procedures.
I can feel the poo coming through my jeans.
Of a disgusting job.
Shark poo.
Make me very uncomfortable.
Now if I can get you to cover up your hole.
Oh, God.
People ask me all the time, they say, Mike, what do you do with your days off? And I laugh because there are no days off. On Dirty Jobs, we shoot every single day, rain or shine. Rain or shine, they say. What do you do in the rain, taking a movie? And I say, no, movies make for terrible TV. When it rains on Dirty Jobs, we prefer something a bit more interactive. We like to take things straight in the gutter. We like activities with really big balls. I'll spare you any further innuendo at the risk of striking out and simply assure you that now is the time, on a rainy day, for us to pursue something that is truly right up our alley. Did you figure it out? Yeah. We're here to bowl. Of course, you can't have fun on this job until you start working first. Here, for the record, is the Cloverleaf Family Bowl. We're in Fremont, right, Steve?
That's it. Fremont, California.
And this is Steve, and you don't own the lane, but you're obviously the guy that takes care of everything?
Yeah, I do the maintenance here.
Great. And what does doing maintenance at a bowling alley really require? I mean, is it a full-time, ongoing, endless job?
It's full-time.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun. A lot of stress sometimes. You got a lot of bowlers to keep happy, so, you know.
How much stress can you have when you say stress, you're like.
Stress, you have a machine go down and a guy's got a string of strikes going. He wants to get up there and bowl, and I got to get that machine up.
Because he's got his rhythm and everything else.
Exactly.
He can't change his lane, none of that.
Yes.
What's this thing?
It's conditions our lane. It cleans the lane, and it'll oil the lane all in one shot.
Why do you want oil on the lane in the first place?
To protect the surface from the friction of the bowling ball and to help the bowlers out.
How does it help the bowler?
Depending on where you apply the oil, it can create a path towards the head pin where they're trying to hit. Our house pattern, it's a relatively easy pattern, and we do that day in, day out for the bowler so they have the same consistent shot to bowl on.
So you program the machine to put down the pattern you want depending on the level of difficulty that
Correct.
The lane requires.
Correct. Okay. That's all programmed.
Is it the alley or the lane?
It's the lane. We don't use alley anymore.
This whole thing is an alley. No, it's not?
It's a bowling center.
What happened to alley?
That's the 1950s. We use center.
So nobody goes to the bowling alley anymore. They go to the bowling center.
Yeah, cleaning it up.
But there's still lanes in the bowling center?
Yeah, yeah. We call them lanes.
What do you think the next iteration of the nomenclature will be vis-a-vis the name of the basic place? Emporium? You see a day when we have bowling emporium?
And they call them family fun centers and stuff like that. Yeah.
Are there fun centers in this neighborhood not for families?
I don't think so.
No. You got to be suspicious when you see a sign. It just says fun center.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they're expensive. Well, let's start then.
Okay, so what we're going to do is just go ahead and turn it on.
Uh-huh.
And then since this is already pre-programmed, all we're going to do is put it on the lane, square it on the lane, and then it just takes off.
Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
All right. Now, there's no danger of this running over Barsky, right?
No, not even.
Because I would hate to apply Dave with a level of challenging oil.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's faster than this machine. I don't know. He's going to be walking backwards.
We'll see.
Okay. Now go ahead and push it out on the lane. And these back wheels here, you want to go past the foul line. That's the black line right there.
Okay.
Now push the handle as it takes off. That's it.
Just like that?
It's good to go.
Oh, I could do this all day.
Yeah.
How'd they do it in the old days?
They used to do it with a spray can.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd cross-drag it.
Something tells me not everything here is this automated.
No.
How long does it take to do the whole fun center?
Probably about an hour and 20 minutes to do the whole house.
How long have you been doing this?
About 32 years.
How'd you get into it? I mean, how did bowling...
Just grew up in a bowling center bowling as a kid. Fell into it, and I traveled putting machines in lanes and been here about 16 years.
Are you any good on the lanes?
Nah.
No.
I don't bowl.
Only 32 years.
Yeah.
I think the viewer now understands the device.
Yeah.
It goes up, it comes back.
Well, we can come back here and I can show you what I do every day.
All right.
It gets pretty noisy.
Behind that wall is an armada of machines and moving parts which return the balls to the bowlers, assort and organize the pins, and rally information to the scoring boards.
Always 10 pins on the deck, on the pin deck, and then there's always 10 pins on the top. So if they throw a strike, that thing's ready to spot a new deck,
right.
New rack of pins.
What's the first thing you do, basically, is the course of maintaining?
My maintenance is watching these things run. I just write down what we have to change.
That is my kind of job. Let's watch it.
The funny thing is that most bowlers have no idea of all the activity that goes on behind the scenes.
It just seems like there are about 1,000 things.
There's a lot of parts
that could go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On this machine, there's a lot.
And Steve is the wizard of Cloverfield Family Fun Center. He is the mastermind, keeping everything running back here so that all the fun can happen out here.
In our endless quest to bring you more new and exciting and meaningless shots, we put a camera inside of a bowling pin. So the best way to demonstrate maybe the pin point of view would be to see this thing get placed in there.
How's that?
All right. So if you were a 7-pin at the Family Fun Center in lane number 1, your life would look a little something like this, I suppose. Ryan, go ahead up there and throw a ball. Try and hit something if you can.
He's hitting something.
Oh, he took out the 7. He took it out.
Nice, Ryan. That's actually an incredible shot. I haven't had this much fun as a cameraman ever.
There you go.
That's such a trippy shot. Got it?
Well, I guess we can go to work.
Number 8, was it?
Lane 8. We're going to replace this conveyor belt here. This belt brings the pins back to the back of the machine so it can go up the elevator to the front.
So it gets worn on the sides?
Yeah, they wear on the side or they'll come apart at the seam.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take this assembly out.
This guy?
Yeah. So what you got to do is drop your curtain. There's a little spring pin that you pull back.
You mean right there?
Yeah.
That's the pin.
You pull that in, and then it should drop down. There you go.
Sure does.
Yep. Just like that. I'm going to disconnect this shock right here, and we're going to take those 3 bolts, and we're just going to take this whole assembly and slide it forward.
This shock... 3 bolts. You got to work them both at the same time?
Yeah, hold one side, turn the other side.
Yeah, I can't reach that. I do need a ratchet.
Yeah.
You're going to need 9/16 for that.
Okay.
Oh, crud.
What?
The welded nuts on this side are broken off, so we have a nut on this side, Julie. You're going to have to hold the nut on this side.
No.
While you're turning.
Oh, that's going to be extraordinarily awkward.
Yeah, you got to put your arm in an awkward place.
It could be said that there's nothing easier than turning a couple of nuts and bolts. However, the pin-setting machine is an amalgamation of twisted metal and cramped spaces.
See that top nut? There you go.
Come on. Shoot. I didn't mean to drop that.
I'll spare you the details. But in order to dismantle this beast, you need to be part mechanic... part contortionist.
Where the heck did it go? What was I just working on? Was it this one?
The top one.
All right.
Now what we want to do is we want to loosen that nut. The but you're going to have to hold the wrench on the other side.
Oh, God, that routine again.
Yeah. We don't have too many machines like this.
No, I only see about 1,000.
See that nut down there?
Yeah.
That's the one you want to break loose.
So when you say break it loose, you mean violently just smack on it?
Just break the nut loose. Just turn the nut. Turn it towards me.
Wow, this is just impossible.
You just holding it with your hand or using a wrench?
I was trying just with the hand, but that was pointless. No, it's not going to work at all.
Coming up.
Do they both have to come out?
All three do.
Bad news, dude.
I turned a 10-minute job.
How many threads are on that bowl?
I honestly don't know, but it's like it's a magic bowl.
Into a half-day nightmare.
Oh, that's okay.
Is it okay?
At this point in time, yes. Just too hard to hold on to everything when you're in a cramped area like that.
I get it.
Oh, Troy. Almost never see that happen. I do believe your camera just fell in half. Oh, you hear that?
Did it fall?
That was the sound of another nut.
So you should have all of them off. There you go. That's your head. Get it out of the road.
And again, there's nothing wrong with the thing we just pulled out. It's the carpet under it.
Whenever we turn the lane on, even if nobody is bowling, this carpet always runs.
It's all okay.
Always running.
All right.
And an issue that we occasionally have when bowlers are bowling, a pin will lay right in here. Sometimes get stuck in there, and then it'll block the path of the ball. Now we have to clear that pin. If that rudder arm doesn't kick it out, that's one of our small little hiccups that we have have to clear as mechanics to get so the bowlers retrieve their ball back.
I get the message. So now that assembly's got to come out.
Yeah, that assembly's coming out. This plate's coming out. Then there's a roller back here that's going to come out.
Okay.
You're going to use a razor knife, and you're going to use this pry bar, and you're going to use 2 little quarter-inch bolts. What we're going to do is we're going to pry this back. See all that crap right there?
Uh-huh.
That's just shavings of this carpet.
So that's just the carpet wearing down.
That is the carpet wearing down.
How long did you train for this? What is the syllabus like for a bowling alley mechanic?
You learn as you go, and you just train with other mechanics, and, you know, they have schooling.
They must. I mean, this is really...
The manufacturer of these machines do have schooling. A 2-week course. But there's nothing like...
A 2-week course.
Yeah. You're not going to get it all in 2 weeks. So. Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to have to beat that down with a hammer.
Yeah, let me beat that down. It's just, see, this is the kind of tool I can understand. I mean, 9/16ths and all that other stuff.
The more I worked with Steve, the more I realized there's really very little science or accuracy to this job. In fact, sometimes you have to literally get the proverbial square peg into a round hole.
You got like a pin problem or something.
There you go.
So you really wanted it beaten down.
Yeah.
Not the gentle nudging that I was doing. All right, so now this is going to go in here.
Pry back on that. There you go. Now you can just slowly let go of it. There you go.
All right.
That's it.
The tension is off the belt. And if memory serves me right, you're going to hand me something very sharp right now, and I'm going to start cutting the carpet.
All you need to do is just cut it right down the middle.
This show gets nominated for an Emmy every year for cinematography, but we never win. We never, ever win. And this year's going to be different. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. We have like 6 cameras, essentially, all pointed at a razor. All right, this is a big moment, guys. We're actually going to cut the carpet.
One chance.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's working good. There we go.
Okay, now you can get out.
Oh.
I've done 10 of these in one day.
Really?
Yep.
I've done none of these in 4 hours.
Getting dirty.
Here's another meaningless piece of crap I believe the viewer is going to need to see. A lot of grime. Looks like underneath every refrigerator and old sofa I've ever owned.
The only time we really clean underneath is when...
Company's coming?
These, yeah. Oh, that's it.
All right. Now what?
That's called our front roller, the roller in the front.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right, the front roller.
That's the balance plate.
This roller here?
Yep.
Is in the back.
Hence the back roller.
Rear roller.
Okay.
Okay.
So, do they both have to come out?
All three do.
That's bad news, dude.
You're lucky, though, because trying to take this stuff out with the carpet intact is a lot harder. So you're actually having an easy day.
I was just about to say, this is some real amazing fortune coming my way.
Sure. You're going to have to climb in there, take a 5/16 bolt off.
A 5/16 bolt off of the paddle, which is now attached to the rudder.
Correct.
Which is oriented inside of the ball exit. As I crawl over the rear roller and lie backwards on the bounce board, I stick my head into the ball exit.
The rudder arm in that ball exit that you got to pop off.
And this guy will go on the top like this.
Yep. You tighten it.
Of course. Why would I? Just can't get much torque on this thing, you know? There's no range of motion. It makes you want to cuss.
Honestly, I had to do one of these yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cussing because I was saying, you know, why couldn't it happen today so you could have took care of it for me? Serious. How many threads are on that bolt?
I honestly don't know, but it's like it's a magic bolt. It's a miracle bolt. Look at this. It's like the breads and the fishes. It's a New Testament bolt.
The more you unscrew it, the more threads there become. It's endless. It's... Okay.
Oh. That's okay.
Is it okay?
At this point in time, yes.
And behold the sound of Steve's standards dropping.
There you go.
That's right.
Okay, that's a paddle off the rudder inside a ball exit at the end of a bowling alley. I mean lane.
Bowling center.
And a fun center.
Right.
Welcome to the family fun center. Are we having fun?
Coming up. Now we pop the whole thing up, easy as pie.
Pop it.
When Steve said, pop it.
Ah. Whoa.
He must have been referring to my blood vessels.
We get so excited when we see different kinds of dirt, Steve. You'll have to forgive us. It's like the stuff you get out of Barsky's belly button. If you were inclined to look. Think of all the DNA, man. All the crap from people's hands flying down the alley.
You find fingernails. You know, the fake fingernails, especially a lot of long ones. We'll see them under here sometimes.
This is actually a fingernail off of an enormous woman.
That's part of a bowling ball.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh. So, yeah, bowling balls just shatter? I like my story better. How big would a woman have to be to have a fingertip this size?
That she'd have to be pretty big.
She'd have to be 40.
I don't
40.
Think we have house shoes that can fit her. Counterclockwise will break it loose.
Clockwise, that's this way. Is that counterclockwise? No, that's a clock. That's right. Sorry, I'm thinking of a digital clock, I guess.
For what seemed like an eternity, we removed roughly 1 billion nuts, bolts, screws, and parts, and a fair chunk of my dignity.
Anything else I should do while I'm in this dignified posture?
Turn around and come and do this side.
I'll find a nickel for every time I've heard that.
Two more over here.
I believe all those threads are necessary.
Could use a power tool.
Now we pop the whole thing up, easy as pie.
Pop it. Either side. Ah. You can't go over this. You got to go under this.
Oh.
And you just kind of, there you go.
Oh, crap. Pin!
Come up this way. Now take it from here. Now you're going to take that roller out.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect. Mm-hmm. 32 years doing this?
Yep. Started when I was 18.
It's kept you youthful.
Thank you.
It's kept you young, man.
But you're 50 years old?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap. No way.
I am.
You look pretty good.
Thank you.
You guys need a moment alone?
I said, she's crazy.
Do not turn your back on him, man. He gets crazy around pins. When we come back after lunch, we're going to put everything back in. We're going to lay down some carpet. There's going to be a lot of yelling and screaming, maybe some blood. And yeah, that's what we'll do. All right.
Yep, just like I remember.
Yep.
Where were we?
We were in the ball exit. All right, so there's something about a hinge. Oh, hey, what about that flashlight? Is that thing still?
Yeah, it's bright.
Oh, that's, no, look at that thing.
After lunch, as our food was digesting in our bowels, we did what anyone would do. Squeeze five grown men into a confined space and work.
So you're going to want to set that end of the roller right in there, aren't you?
No, we got to put the bounce. We got to put the bounce board inside the carpet, and then we put the bounce board and the carpet in at the same time.
Oh my God, that's going to be a hassle.
You're going to have to straddle it and set it down. There's not much room.
No, there's not.
Go a little further.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna lay that down like that. You can't stand on it.
You know what? I need to levitate somehow. If I can't stand on it, I do something like this, maybe.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Lift that up.
It just seems very, very unlikely.
Maybe come this way. There is a different way to do this. As you're going in, turn it. Go.
Okay. Super awkward. Super awkward.
You actually have to get inside there and straddle it like that.
Sure,
just lift
you do.
It up between your legs and turn it.
Mm-hmm.
And watch your head because those cross members are.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed that. Just as the blood was starting to clot.
They're not forgiving.
What is the ideal height for Family Fun Center technician?
5'5". Okay. Gonna come up and over. Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. You're close.
Oh. Oh.
Now the trick, you got to get that carpet underneath that.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
The U.S. Bowling Congress sets the standards for the sport. A typical bowling pin is made from maple wood coated with plastic, stands precisely 15 inches high, and weighs between 3 pounds 6 ounces and 3 pounds 10 ounces. A lane is built from a mix of pine and maple wood and measures 60 feet long from the foul line to the head pin.
Back, pull your foot out and sit on the pin deck, and I'll get this set down there.
I'm going to put my butt right here between 7 and 10.
Okay.
I can't wait to see how you do this.
I'll get the other side on.
You did?
I'm just about there. Okay.
I'm helping.
We're there.
Yeah?
Good and done.
Good work.
So what we're going to do now, you're going to bolt the bounce board down to those support brackets.
Mm-hmm. So you need a washer and a nut?
Yeah.
Which side goes down, by the way? The one with the little ridge on it, right? That goes down. That's down, right?
Things went back together a lot quicker than they came out, which was good. Unfortunately, there were other unexpected complications.
Oh, Steve, I got bad news. Chinese chicken salad. God, that's awful.
And just like that, the show's priorities shift from getting the job done to getting some fresh air as quickly as possible.
Jeez, no kidding, man.
Time for a diaper change.
Ow.
Now what we do.
There we go.
There.
All the way through here.
Let me put the front roller in, okay?
Let me try. It's this thing here, Steve, that has to go right there. I'm
scared, Steve.
I need the hammer.
Now I'm really scared.
The crew were like rats on the Titanic, heading for higher ground. Steve and I pressed on, but believe me, we weren't far behind.
I feel.
Oh, look at that.
Good. That's when you know you're done.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't go in there.
Do not go in there.
Turn it on. I'll let you do the honors. There she goes. That's good to go right there.
So this is our look behind the scenes at a family fun center.
That's it.
Not a bowling alley.
Fun center.
Not bowling lanes, but a fun center.
That's correct.
Is there a pro shop here?
It's up front.
Okay. I just thought maybe we could nose around, make some pins, make some balls, do something
sure,
like that as well.
Sure. They could probably put you into anything you need up there.
Howdy.
Hello, Mike.
Welcome.
Jack, right?
Jack is my son-in-law, Scott. Nice
Scott,
to meet you, Mike.
Good to know you. So, I'm not much of a bowler. I'll be honest with you.
You need help?
Yeah.
We'll try to get a ball that will do its utmost to help you out.
That's what I'm looking for. Maybe something about this big.
we already sold that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Well, look, I don't need to be a pro, but I would like to bring my game up a notch or two.
Well, I think the first step would be to custom drill to fit you.
So you actually drill the balls here, and this is...
That's where you are going to drill the ball.
I get to drill the ball good.
The last 70 people that I've drilled a ball for have shot 200, and I don't want to break my streak.
You're talking, Jack, as though you're a guy who has bowled a bit over the years.
Started in 1956.
No kidding.
Yep, in Los Angeles.
These pins are the little guys?
The big pins.
Yeah.
But they did have pin setters.
Mm-hmm.
The leg that I bowled where people set the pins by hand.
Sure.
And
are you still bowling? You still out
yes,
there
sir.
Doing it?
Yeah, once a week.
Good for you.
The ball that I thought might work for you would be ball that says the freeze.
The freeze?
Yeah. I thought maybe that would be a good ball.
We also have the black and silver.
Oh.
Or the red and black at the very top.
Now, what are these balls? I see right here. These are $120 balls.
Right.
Maybe we should. Why don't we use a cheap ball? I don't want to go through one of your fancy, expensive balls.
Well, don't worry. You're paying for it.
Oh, we are? Okay. Well, then let's go ahead with the platinum ball.
I figured you'd also get a triple ball bag.
Shoes.
And a pair of $190 shoes. We're going to use this to measure your thumb, size of your fingers.
Okay.
There's something oddly disturbing about two grown men measuring my fingers.
It's hard to know what you're doing, Jack. There you go. Oh, this.
About like sizing you for a ring.
That's never happened to me, Jack. All these years. You believe that?
No, I don't believe that.
She never proposed.
So we've got the size of your thumb, the size of your fingers. Now we have to measure the distance between thumb and the fingers. We're going to double check the span that we had.
You ever meet anybody with a thumb that big, just out of curiosity?
I think we drilled one this morning.
You're kidding. What kind of creature is that, walking around with a thumb like that?
So put your fingers in and your thumb all the way in.
How many hands have been in these holes? How many fingers have been in here over the years, you're thinking?
In 5 years that we've been open, I would say 9,000 bowling balls.
I mean, is there a dirtier hole on the planet than the hole in a bowling ball? A public bowling ball, I mean, just out there for anybody to stick their hands in that comes in off the street?
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
I mean, really, you think about it, right?
There's hundreds and hundreds of people.
And you know what they do with their hands constantly? The people, they're picking and scratching and stuff, and they're in the hole, and then one after the next,
sneezing.
After the next. It's got to be. I wonder if tests have been done on the stuff that's living inside a bowling ball hole.
I would probably say not.
Moving right along here.
Coming up.
You're on a team. What's it called?
Tutti Frutti, what a booty.
It's the battle of the bowling booties.
That's what we're talking about.
You are kicking my butt.
Your booty.
Yes.
Now, Mike, what we have here is our drilling press. This is what's going to drill the two finger holes and the thumb hole in the ball.
so?
That's good. Because we have to move the ball this way. Set to go.
Yeah.
We'll turn on our pump.
Same depth?
Yep. Yes, sir. 2 1/4 is good. 2 3/8. Good.
I can live with that.
Yeah, you're throwing it.
What'd you do in life when you weren't bowling? What'd you do for money?
Truck driver.
Yeah?
That's where I learned.
But you stopped by the lanes on the way home.
I always knew where every lane was in every city I went to.
Now, I was just talking to Steve back there, and I called it an alley, and he looked at me like I had two heads. It's not a bowling alley anymore?
No, it's called a center.
What the hell's going on? A fella can't have a beer and throw a few frames with his buddies anymore at the alley?
Sure, no, at the center.
The center?
If you go back far enough in time, the bowling alleys were usually men only. Because I remember when my father bowled, and the women were not permitted to go in.
I wonder what?
Those were
the...
chauvinistic. Those were bowling alleys.
I thought you were going to say the good old
days. No.
No, he ain't saying that.
I'm not trying to start any fights.
No.
There you go.
There you go. Just like downtown.
Well, I guess I should go see if it works, huh?
Good idea.
Yes.
You look like you kind of know what you're doing.
But these lanes are a little funky, so.
Well, if that lane feels funky, it's probably because I was working on it all morning.
Yeah,
who knows what I got on it.
I'm like,
you're Jennifer?
Jennifer.
It's nice to meet you. What do you think of my ball?
It's pretty good. Nice
Thanks.
Ball.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. Just made it. Custom and everything.
Awesome.
I'd like to try it now for the first time.
You can do it.
You can evaluate my technique on this first one. Get one at least. All right, three. That's
four.
Not very good.
You got four.
Did I get four?
You did get four.
Oh, that's 25% better than I thought. So is this where you bowl?
I do.
Yeah?
Bowl here. Been bowling here since I was 11.
You're on a team?
I am.
What's it called?
It's actually a Tutti Frutti What a Booty. That's the team name. Is that okay to say?
No. Listen, I've said much worse than booty or Tutti and Frutti. Tutti Frutti, what a booty, and how many are on the team?
Three on a team.
So that's three booty?
Yeah.
Really?
I have bigger booty.
Okay. Well, is a bigger booty something you can use to your advantage been bowling?
Yeah, if you could stop it while you're going there.
Well, it's that whole momentum.
Yeah.
Force equals mass times acceleration.
Yes.
There's a lot of science in bowling, obviously.
It is.
Right?
It is.
All right. Well, show me what you got again.
I'll try.
I'm going to watch the Tutti Frutti What a
Tutti Frutti What a
What a Booty technique.
Oh!
Look at that.
When you throw it, you're throwing straight. You're just right there. If you would turn your hand about 12 o'clock, where your thumb's pointing, 12 o'clock, and just throw it like that, you get a little rotation. Oh, my.
Taking the gloves off.
You are kicking my butt.
I think you mean your booty.
Your booty, yeah.
You know the old saying, pride cometh before the fall? Well, my research indicates it's absolutely true.
Woo! One is better than none.
Nobody likes a show off there, Jen. Big spare. Big. Oh, that's disappointing. Oh. Wow.
Oh, my.
That's what we're talking about. Come on now. Who's your daddy?
Oh.
Ooh, interesting juxtaposition.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to knock all these down again.
Okay. That would help if you were up.
Oh, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Please, proceed. I didn't realize you had knocked all your pins down.
No.
Unlike some. Nooner!
What do you say? Tutti Frutti, what a booty.
That's what they say.
Good shot.
Oh, you're a good teacher. I'm getting better. Easy release, and watch the fun. I don't even have to look at that. I don't even have to see what happened. Although I must admit I am curious. Oh, strike! That's so crazy. What are the odds of that? I can't be stopped.
Very impressed.
Watch this. There's a better way to end a mediocre to better than average episode of Dirty Jobs. I don't know what it is, except to thank you so much.
No problem.
For all your instruction.
I try.
I'm going to walk away and look at my strike and try and remember all that I learned here today. Thank you.
You did an excellent job.
In fact, I take it back. I'm not leaving. I'm just going to sit here and keep watching. Please, proceed. Clean up on aisle 4.
Coming up, I demonstrate what the birth of a full-grown human might look like.
My goodness. You know I love to get mail, but honestly, some letters are better than others. And this one, boy, is a keeper. It's from Jasmine, and she writes, "Dear Mike, my name is Jasmine, I'm 24 years old, and I am a professional dancer. My girlfriends and I love your show and usually watch the repeats together after our shift at 2 a.m. Tiffany and Brenda have a serious crush on you, even though you're older than their dad. I think you're pretty cool, too, but that's not why I'm writing. I'm writing because I can't stop thinking about your cameraman, Doug. I like men who are tall and pale and not afraid to try new things. I can't help myself. Every time I see Doug climbing into a crevice or descending into some hole or another, my little heart positively skips a beat. Here's my question. Once you showed some footage of Doug climbing into a blue capsule of some kind. What was that thing? I keep watching the repeats, but I can't find that segment anywhere. Tell me, Mike, was I dreaming? Was I hallucinating? Please, show me more Doug. Gratefully, Jasmine. P.S. While you're at it, more Troy would be good, too. What can I say? I have a soft spot for pale men with big cameras. You guys, look at you go. This is fantastic. Jasmine, no, to answer your question, you weren't dreaming. I don't know if you were hallucinating or not, but what you saw actually did air very briefly.
In order to get the best possible shot now, Doug has decided to dig a hole into the shark crab and bury himself in it.
We were at Mandalay Bay, which is in Vegas, and we were in an aquarium called the Shark Reef, and we were cleaning a shark filter, which was full of shark poo. What you saw was Doug crawling into that filter to set up the shot so I could come in. The actual footage never aired because we didn't have room for it that year in Shark Week, but since you ask so nice, and since you have a thing for big, pale men with giant cameras who roll around in poo from other species from time to time, who am I to deny you? Here's Doug again, with me this time, doing what we do.
All the water from our 1.3 million gallon shark tank gets filtered through the sand, and the sand catches all the tiny particles, fish poop, waste, anything else we don't want in there.
How often are they clean?
They're usually cleaned about once a year.
My job is to get under a layer of shark poo to extract a sample of sand. If the sample shows the clean sand below the shark poo has been damaged, it'll have to be replaced. However, before I could do my job, Doug had to do his.
And so once again, we begin another chapter in the dance I like to call Blubber Crawls Through an Impossibly Small Hole. We've seen him do it before countless times. He slides in feet first. He had an option. He could have gone head first, but being a man of experience, he's chosen to lead with his posterior. Doug Glover's a big man, bigger than you would think on television. He's skinny, but he's got a thickness to him. But his bone structure is like that of Gumby. So as you can see, he can twist and turn and basically sort of morph into any shape he wants. He's a shapeshifter is what he is. He's Doug Glover the shapeshifter. Just so everybody understands that there's This is fish scales and basically shark poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can feel the poo coming through my jeans.
Not my poo.
Ugh.
Oh. Oh. Now what? Just
work my way back? Yeah, kind of squiggle your way back. Oh. How you doing?
I'm basically jammed in here like a sausage. I'm covered with poo, and you want me to tunnel down right about here?
You're right about there, I'll do good.
Don't you guys wear some kind of protective clothing? Isn't there some sort of special shark poo garment you've devised?
Usually we wear a wetsuit.
Whatever.
You see any beach-colored sand yet?
Not yet. No, it's still pretty thick with the poo at this point. Oh, okay, I'm getting an actual sand down here. Okay, Chris.
Yeah, that's actually great.
Actually great.
Now if I can get you to cover up your hole, we'll be good.
Reasonable. Reasonable request. White sand back on the bottom?
Yeah.
Say, Chris?
Yeah?
Is there anything else I can do for you or the sharks while I'm in the toilet here?
No, you know what? I think that'll about do it.
Great.
Okay.
Kathy Rigby.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Thanks for pulling me out of the shark poo. You're a nice fella.
Thanks for doing that for us.
Happy to help.
Almost forgot Doug. Wouldn't want Jasmine to get worried.
Dude, you stink.
Thanks, Adam.
I should warn you, I'm trained in the art of hypnosis, and right now you are entirely under my spell. Do as I ask. Go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs and suggest my next dirty adventure. Don't be a chicken. Don't get cocky. Do it now. discovery.com/dirtyjobs. And we'll be birds of a feather. This is how we make you think we did something incredible, but what we do is we rig this thing with a couple of these cameras. I'm going to throw it, and then we're going to cut in the edit, and you're going to see the pins exploding, and it'll look like we did something truly, I mean, really phenomenal, like Emmy.
Amazing.
Emmy worthy, yeah. Two days, Ryan?
Two and a half days.
Go get your camera.